Well, Michael, named in the England squads this morning. How'd your reaction to that?
Yeah, obviously delighted. It's been a long road to getting in the team. So nice to get a call up, obviously, to try and get in the squad and hopefully put some runs on the board.
Were you surprised?
Well, after not playing, obviously in the World Cup and obviously in Australia, in some regards, yeah, a little bit surprised, but sort of had this chat with selectors, say recently, and they obviously said to me, well, you know, they like the way I play up the top of the order, so it's one of the things they've been looking at, and obviously they want to see how I go against Sri Lanka.
Because you weren't named in the squad that played Scotland last week as well, were you surprised about that?
No, but Peter Moores got in touch with me then, so said that they were happy to look at other players, so that was, you know, for me that was fine. But yeah, obviously delighted to get a call up. Looking forward to the series actually.
Do you put this down to a different change of regime?
Possibly, yeah. I think, you know, obviously lines of communication have been good so far, so long may it continue. But yeah, so far it's been great, and like I said, looking forward to getting stuck in really.
Of course, the next thing from the squad is to get into the starting 11.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I think, you know, everyone here at Hampshire has been fantastic in terms of, you know, pushing my name forward, and I think obviously a lot of supporters here would like to see me stride out there and do my thing.
I have to ask you this, and James Whittaker came out today on Radio 5 and said that your comments in the paper, it's all water under the bridge now. So obviously it looks like they've all put it behind them.
Yeah, and you know, good on him. You know, I think, you know, it wasn't me damning anyone. I think it was just me basically, you know, expressing my opinion, which, you know, I guess you're all entitled to. But yeah, we've had a chat since, and like I said, since then the lines of communication have been A1. So obviously, you know, I guess on both sides, comments have been taken on board, which is good, and it's not been taken personally, which is even better. So everyone can move forward.